Carl Windsor lives about a half mile from the airport runway that opened in 2010. On rainy days like this one, he says the planes don't fly over as often. But as soon as he said that, a low rumble started getting louder.
That's a small plane, too.
It bursts over his neighborhood.
It's like that all, about average every minute you'll get. They get about 700 a day coming over the house, like that. Just like that, 700 of them a day.
From before sunrise to well after dark. Windsor has lived here about 5 years. He says he's excited about the prospect of selling his home to the airport, but his neighbors are mixed on the idea.
The guy next door, he's ready to go. The ones across the street don't want to go. So it's hit and miss either way.
The Airport Advisory Committee approved a plan to set aside $35 million to buy the neighborhood. The decision still needs approval from the city council. The FAA could reimburse 3/4 of the cost. The plan is to use the property for cargo and warehouses. It's in a good spot for that because it's right by a big rail yard Norfolk Southern is building. Aviation Director Jerry Orr says the buyouts may also resolve lawsuits. 8 people in that neighborhood have sued the airport over noise.
It would appear to me that offering them the ability to sell their home and move solves their problem.
How much the airport ends up spending depends on the appraised value of the properties and if the homeowners take the deals. Orr says 2 appraisers would determine the value of each home by comparing it to similar ones that don't have planes roaring overhead. They won't be marked down because they're near the airport.
If the homeowner doesn't consider that enough money for their home, they're under no obligation to accept that.
But Orr is confident almost everyone would take it because that's how this usually goes. In 1989, Orr says the airport made voluntary offers to a few hundred homeowners near other runways.
We hired one of these opinion firms to go out and talk to people and tell us what those people thought. And what we learned from that is what they said they wanted to do and what they ultimately did were pretty far apart.
More than 90% said they wouldn't leave, but now only one homeowner still lives there. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.